reading from Luke chapter 22, verses 63 to 71. These words serve as our sermon text. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, and they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Maybe you're familiar with the books titled Where's Waldo? Hidden on the page was that Waldo figure. And you know, you search all over, right and left and up and down, and you know, it was right there in front of you all the time. All you had to do was get the right angle to find Waldo. Back when, this is a long time ago, let's go back 30 years, when my son would have birthday parties, my wife had made Waldo figures on paper, and she would hide them all around the house. And this became one of the activities at the party, was to find the most Waldos. And I don't know if she gave a prize or not, but, you know, it was competitive. You know how that is. Or maybe you've had this experience. You're out and about, and this usually happens to me in the grocery store. And it happened just recently. Somebody walked by, and I thought, gee, that looks a lot like, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it was, you know. And I found out about it later. I don't know. I'm not on Facebook, but it came through on Facebook that someone had seen me and thought I recognized them. That's how life sometimes goes. In our text tonight from Luke 22, we hear of sin's blindness, and we will consider the theme, "Lord, give us grace to see what is right before our eyes." My fellow lookers in Christ Jesus, let us begin by looking at the incredible blindness of the leaders of Israel. Those who were gathered against Jesus can't seem to see what's right in front of them, even as they speak the truth about him. They say to Jesus, "Prophesy." Now he's blindfolded at this point. "Who is the one who hit you?" Well, of course, Jesus would have known. But the problem here is that they had failed to see that before them is Jesus, the greatest of all the prophets, the culmination of all the prophets. He is the one who had foretold them that he must die in Jerusalem. He was the prophet who was without honor in his own hometown. He had even spoken of his own mistreatment at their very hands. The sad truth, with all the evidence before them, they just don't get it. They demand more of Jesus. "Tell us if you are the Christ." "It won't do any good," is basically Jesus' response. The long-promised Christ, God's anointed one, had come in a strange way, as a simple baby lying in a manger. Simeon proclaims in the temple that the baby Jesus is the Christ. He also reveals to Mary that this Christ is set for the rising and falling of many in Israel, and for a sign that will be spoken against. Yes, he is the Christ. Soon will come the proof of Jesus' power and majesty, his resurrection and ascension to God's right hand of power. But even as Jesus told them, they wouldn't believe it. They cannot see what is right in front of them. Does that ever happen to you and I? We have the same Christ Jesus before us in his word and sacraments. And yet sometimes we want or demand something more. What more is there? Or worse than that, we let the devil bring doubt into our hearts. Too many Christians today question clear teachings of God's word. And so they wander off on their own tangents and sometimes off the deep end into unbelief. Are you the Son of God? Jesus answers, yes, I am. They wouldn't even listen to the testimony given here. For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth. Christ is right in front of them. They say all the right words, but they do not see what and who is right before them. Why is such the case? They are blinded because they don't understand that the greatest prophet of all, God's own Son, Christ Jesus, came in lowliness in order to die. What kind of king and ruler is that? The angel had said a long time ago, this will be a sign for you. A sign is something that is important. And what would that sign be? A baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. From the beginning, God's chosen one is humble, lowly, and he journeys now to the very place and time in our text, ultimately to suffer and die. But that they cannot see. Their problem and ours as well is that often we have a hard time acknowledging our own sins and failures. They thought it was sufficient that they were Abraham's descendants. They thought that the problem was out there with someone else. Remember what Jesus said after his resurrection on the way to Emmaus. He said this, O foolish men and slow of heart, to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? The Jewish leaders out and out rejected what God was offering them. They could not see what was right before them, in front of them. They wanted something more or someone else. They really wanted themselves to be the ones in charge, which is basically what unbelief is. I'll do it my way, not God's way. As they were telling the truth about Jesus, they did not hear what they were saying. Do we ever sin when we don't get our way in the church? Or do we sin by insisting that our way is the best and only way, when our way might be dead wrong? What lesson can we draw here for ourselves? We are confessing Christians. We do believe that this suffering Jesus, this lowly Christ, this humble Son of God is the one we need, and the one we have been given in our baptism. Secondly, faith receives gifts the way God wants to give them, and faith sees things the way they really are. There are many things around us that we would like to change in the world. And we would also like answers which explain why things happen the way they sometimes do. But so often, those changes don't happen, and God does not give us direct answers. We would also like to be able to walk by sight with certainty, without any doubts or unknowns. In one sense, we do. By the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, which declares to us day in and day out, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has set you free from the law of sin and of death. God has given us faith in Christ Jesus, faith which sees and lives in God's solution and answer to our sins. How do we know that we are God's children? His Son has told us just that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the payment for our sins. God has given us faith which receives the gifts which he has given to us. By his grace, we can see what is right in front of our eyes. We have already received many, many blessings, things that we often take for granted, such as friends and family, daily bread, and being a part of this congregation, to name a few. But the greatest gift of all, the one that really matters, is the forgiveness of all of our sins. But where is that blessing certainly and always to be found? It is right in front of our eyes to see. He has given us his word, written and read, spoken and heard, offered and received. But you know, that can be easy to doubt or to neglect or even to despise. God grant us grace and faith to see what is right in front of our eyes, the gift that he wants to give us over and over again. He's given us our baptism. It is easy to forget our baptism, as if it were only something in the past. Our baptism is received once, yet it is lived from each and every day. Lord, let us not forget who we are or despise any of those gifts. Help us to rejoice and remember what you, O Lord, have said. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. He has given us his holy supper, very simple means of bread and wine, his body and blood, which are heaven's food for repentant believers. That is God's most personal way to keep and sustain us individually and corporately as Christ's body. This is what God wants to give us, giving us his Son, Jesus Christ, who is both the gift and the giver in his Holy Supper. Father in heaven, grant us faith to see what is right before our eyes. In Jesus' name and completed work of redemption, amen.